Welcome to You Are an IP Company podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner and Katie Rubino. Our passion is helping entrepreneurs publish, protect, and promote their intellectual property. This podcast is sponsored by Instant IP. And now, get ready for You Are an IP Company.
Folks, is AI your friend or is it a foe? Hey, listen, we all use AI, hopefully, by now. My guest today, Tom Lambot, is fantastic. He is somebody who's a dedicated expert to AI, and we're also going to talk about AI today through the lens of intellectual property. So welcome, Tom.
Hello, hello. Thank you for having me. I'm thrilled.
Hey, listen, man, I've heard so many good things about you, your course, the AI Simplifier. We're going to get into that. But first of all, there's probably a fear factor with some people. Our audience might be super savvy on AI. Some might be just, you know, aware of AI. But for the person who is not using AI on a regular basis, what are they missing out on?
Unique ability unleashed. You know, it's just, I made a quick post at the end of the day yesterday, and I left my desk just so pumped. And I'm just like, the amount of work I'm able to complete, but it's not a quantity thing, it's a quality. And wow, it keeps getting better, right? And a lot of what we've done is shown people how to simplify and get out of the gate. Because I've realized that, you know, 80, 90% of people see themselves as not tech savvy, right? So if you're not one of those tech savvy types, who am I to use AI? How do I start? Where do I start, right? There's so many different things, and there's so much noise right now. It's overwhelming, you know? And so the people that are tech savvy and have been playing it with it since day one, they don't realize that problem. But there's a lot of people that don't know how to get started.
This quote you say right here, you're looking at ChatGPT saying, what am I supposed to do? So a lot of people know about AI, but then they get in there and it's a tool. It's almost like having a laser beam tool, but you're like, I don't know how to use it.
Yeah, just because you own it, just because you have access to it, doesn't mean you know how to use it, let alone how to use it well, right? Think about a hammer. Super simple, right? But how many people have, you know, lost a nail or gotten some pretty bad bruises because no one ever sat there and really showed them? You know, I'm not an expert with a hammer, but some people, they do the, you know, single thing, boom, there goes the whole nail, right? Yeah. Someone with that is literally 100 times more efficient than someone just whacking around a hammer trying to get a nail in, right? And so when you learn how to do that, then you become confident. When you're confident, you're going to use it a lot more. And it's tough because the majority of society right now, all they're looking at and focusing on is the noise. It's the tactics. It's the latest feature of the week. It's which is the best tool. Is it Claude? Is it, you know, is it GenSpark? Is it, you know, Gemini, Copilot, right? So people are trying to win the race with the fastest car, but they haven't even gone, okay, how do I drive this thing? You know, and that's really kind of the approach that I've taken. I've been playing with AI since it went mainstream 3 years ago. I had some really fun and awesome early experiences. I got to go to Tony Robbins' house in Florida and work with him one-on-one and show him how to use AI. And during that time, I was primarily working with CEOs and the leadership teams on how to kind of, you know, embed and how to start working with AI. And what I noticed was just the noise factor. Everyone focusing on the wrong thing. You know, it's chasing features. It's the hype machine. It's the AI newsletters that many of the listeners subscribe to because they feel they have a duty to, right? I've got to use AI. So you sign up for a couple of those AI newsletters. And then before you know it, it becomes a dreaded email. It's exciting, but as soon as you start reading it, you become instantly overwhelmed. Here's 17 new tools you must be using this week. And here's 894 master prompts, you know, that you can use. And it seems cool in the moment, or they attend a webinar with one of the, I call them overcomplexifying entertainers. I think the majority of AI gurus fall in that category. They'll wow the crap out of you. Right. But then you walk away scratching your head going, okay, how does that apply to my business? How can I use this right now? You know, I don't need to make a flying cat video.
Yeah.
You know,
that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I see that, like you said, a lot. I mean, I'll just give a couple examples of how I use AI. One, back in November, I started to have not major heart issues, but I drilled down on some HCLs and some CT angiograms. I mean, all kinds of stuff, right? Because you and I follow longevity stuff, and just realized, hey, I can prolong my life by doing a few things. Well, sure enough, I started to get these very sophisticated reports from the doctor in hospital, and one came back on Christmas Eve, but the doctor, of course, wasn't going to be able to read it for a week. And I threw it into AI, and I was able to get some hardcore good, you know, like, first of all, it relieved fear. Second of all, it said, like, here's a plan, here's some diet stuff, here's some exercise stuff. Like, and then when my doctor did come back, I shared with him what the AI had said, and he's like, wow, this is actually really right on. So, you know, I mean, let's just talk about that first, health.
Oh my God. Health is, you know, in October of last year, my wife had two trips to the ER. I had to call 911, all the symptoms of a stroke. And it was terrifying, but I'm using AI the entire time, right? Every minute, every day, tracking what's going on. The second time, I was actually at my 10X workshop in Toronto. So I had to drive home. On the drive home, I'm talking, I call it the three experts. It's one of our kind of core IP that we teach. And so I'm having this discussion and I'm feeding them all the detail, everything that's going on. And they say, oh, you got to call the ER and tell them to order a CT MRA. So she was going to get an MRI. And they said, hey, have them do an MRA as well while she's there. And I called and I said, hey, you guys need to do an MRA. And their response was, okay, which was insane to me, right? Because, but what it showed is, okay, this is working. This is right. They realized they should have ordered that, right?
Yeah.
And now I'm able to, you know, advocate for myself. I don't go in blind. For the longevity stuff.
Yeah.
Oh my God. You can bring in your blood tests, all that over time, right? But you can
I threw in the actual reports.
Your 23andMe DNA. That adds a whole other lens, right? So it's like, think of the five senses, right? You've got your typical blood panels, okay? You're going to go to a doctor. They're going to tell you what they know. 23andMe, that DNA data, most people haven't really gotten specific value out of it. Oh, I've got, you know, ancestry, you know, Nordic background, right? That's not really useful. But I layered that onto it. I layered my, you know, all the different tests that I had. And essentially it's like, hey, here's what's going on to address this. So, and I'm able to bring in different experts of different expertise at the same time. It's kind of one of my tricks that I do. I'm taking modafinil. I've been going under a tremendous amount of stress, very, very difficult time with family. We have five adopted kids. And so there's a lot of trauma and different things we're dealing with. And, you know, on and on and on. And so I'm using these tools consistently for longevity and biohacking and all that stuff, but also for just overall health. And it's amazing. You know, my wife and I were working with one of the top experts that we know and coach that does this. And before the meeting, I went through all the blood, all the tests, and I did all my work. And when I compared notes in the actual meeting, she was like, oh, you pretty much did everything we're going to tell you, you've already had.
That's so good.
Right.
That's so good. Check out this quick follow-up. I love what you're saying about your wife and how you were able to help her. So my heart thing, right? And again, this is all like between, let's just say, December 23rd and January 1st, what I'm about to share. End of the year. I've always heard about infrared saunas helping heart. Right. So now I go into chat and here's how I see it, Tom. I see it me working with my doctor and AI, me working with my CPA, love Tom Wheelwright. I'm using my expert who's, but with AI, here's what actually happened. I start talking to the Tom Wheelwright's group and I'm like, look, end of the year, they're having a big infrared sauna thing. Like, I don't want to do anything unethical. Is there any way I could get this thing paid for and have it tax-free? like, you know, like a tax write-off.
Yeah.
And they're like, here's what you would need to do. You would need a note from your doctor saying that it would actually help your heart now that you have that CT angiogram.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, I don't know if that's going to be able to happen by the end of the year. And then they're like, then you need to start a MERP, an M-E-R-P. It's like a special plan that if you have a company, you can have a MERP plan. Long story short, we're talking over the holidays with AI. I'm able to write a letter. My doctor just signs it because he looks at it and says, yeah, that's 100% what I would have said. I'm able to create a MERP plan, institute the MERP plan, buy the infrared sauna and have it shipped. And now all of a sudden it's on its way and that's a tax write-off.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's the power of AI. Could you imagine if I would have had to pay for legal fees, try to get to the doctor, have them write from scratch, you know?
You would have never attempted it.
No.
And that's the thing. There's so many things that I'm able to do and achieve and do at a high level, which I would have never attempted. Right. And we're actually running a workshop next week. And the topic is called one of my favorite concepts is the three circles of knowledge. Mm. Right. So the first circle is what you know. We think we're smart, but we don't know that much. Right. The second circle is what you know you don't know. I don't know. I know I don't know how to fly a plane or speak Mandarin. And the third circle is where 99.999% of knowledge lives. And that's what you don't know, you don't know.
Yeah.
So by definition, I don't care how smart you are. You cannot think your way into that outer circle.
Oh, that's good.
But when you strategically learn to use AI at a high level to bring in that outside perspective,
so good.
It's amazing. I mean, just last night, we're starting to boost ads on LinkedIn. I've never done it, right? And I was just boosting them, you know, putting money at it. And then I had a huddle. I said, hey, we're not getting the results. What can we do? Bring in these experts, blah, blah, blah. This morning, we're getting tenfold better results already. My cost per click went from $20 to $2. And that's in the first 5 hours of the day. We haven't even built out the rest of the strategy. So I would have never attempted it because I didn't even know it was a thing. Right.
What would be a prompt like that? You would be like, think like an expert marketer. I'm launching a ad set on LinkedIn and then please make it be effective. Like what did you think you did?
It's funny. Well, you're the IP guy. Do I, that's like one of our prized possessions, right?
Oh, yeah,
how to do it.
But that's what they would get in the simplifier.
Yeah, that's what we do in the course. And because the key thing is that the big difference, again, the majority of society is focused on tactics, right? The latest feature, the latest thing. Tactics die out, they age. But foundations, right? My focus is like, get to the core. How close to the nucleus can you get? And the closer you get to the nucleus, instead of what most people do, you probably remember when the act as a prompt were a big thing, right? Here's how you use AI. You tell it to act as a expert SEO marketer, right? Or act as a, you know, CMO. The problem with that is you have to know who to ask for. So my approach is to reverse engineer. And I'm like, okay, I don't want 874 different act as a prompts. How can I create one that's universally applicable? I use the three experts prompt for mental health, for physical health. I've put off a dog surgery earlier this year because I did the research. I said, hey, here's what the vet says. Here's what's going on. Let's bring in three experts. Let's do this. And right away, they're like, well, 80% of the time, that's misdiagnosed. Did they check the leg while he was asleep? Nope. Okay, give it some time to heal. Saved $4,000, right?
Wow.
And the dog is fine. I mean, making brisket, right? Anything you do, you can improve. My favorite quote in the world is, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change, by Wayne Dyer.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm constantly, I'm an obsessive simplifier, and I'm always seeking, like, what are the fewest things? And that was really the idea behind creating AI Simplifier. So I started this up in January last year. I had some early fun AI experiences. I actually retired from AI in the beginning of 24, and I started building a coaching practice, which is what I had always been my dream. I had stepped out of my IT company, which I still own, but I only spend a couple hours a week in it, a month in it now. But my insight was like, entrepreneurs don't need a 12-week course. They don't have the time. They don't need to master AI, which is what the hype machine says everyone has to do. That's a lot of pressure for especially someone who's not a, who's a non-techie. So I was like, what are the fewest little shifts that if we tweak this, they learn that, they start doing this, they're going to literally 10x or more their results, regardless of where they are on the skill continuum. So even if they're a total newbie and they've only poked, you know, ChatGPT once or twice, versus they've been playing with it every single day, like Alex Gertzberg, you know, we both know him. He had played with AI a ton. He's a good friend of mine. I kind of twisted his arm to go through the course. He's like, Tom, I know this, dude. I'm like an 8 or 9 out of 10. I use it all the time. I get a ton of value out of it. And I was like, trust me. And he did. And 6 months later, he said, Tom, I realize now I was at like a 2.5.
Wow.
Right? Because it's not, I'm not teaching tactics. I'm not teaching the tool or the lever to pull. So wherever you are on the skill continuum, I'm teaching really, you know, thinking strategies. And, you know, we've both been a strategic coach for a long time. Oh, yeah. I've been here for a decade now. And so it's really leveraging and amplifying AI thinking strategies, but you have to change the way that you look at AI, right? Most people are getting really good results using AI, but they're in the first two circles. They're in what they know and what they know they don't know. Right. Gotcha. I know I don't know this. So it helps them again, that's kind of the double-edged sword of AI. You can trip your way and fall into an AI tool and get results. And you're like, wow, this is great. It's making my life easier. Therefore, right. I'm really good at AI. But most people are stuck in circle one and two, and they don't realize there's a whole, I think a lot of them have that, like, man, I know there's another level. I feel it, but I just don't know how to get there. Right. And that's really what we do here. So
that's great. Yeah. So let's land the plane with the last 10 minutes on IP. So I've heard everything from, I'm telling you, I've heard it all. I've heard, you know, IP and AI, don't worry about AI. It's really not an agent. It's just a tool, all the way down to competitors using AI to scrape your site in 60 seconds, find all your IP that's unprotected, rush to protect it, lock you out of your own invention. I mean, I've heard it all. Mm-hmm. You know, with instant IP, like, we're out there trying to help, but what do you view AI as a friend, as a foe of IP, as a co-creator, as a thief? What do you think? All the above. Yeah,
you know, I remember early on when a lot of people, you know, were stuck on that, is AI good or bad? Not that that's done, but my response is like, you can use fire to cook your dinner or burn down your house, right? There's going to be bad people, right? And you get a tool, people are going to find ways to do bad things with it, no matter the tool, right?
Sure.
I focus on good. I focus on impact. I focus on transformation. I love helping others. So personally, AI is an ally. And I think for entrepreneurs, you know, the way the intersection of AI and IP is that when you learn how to use AI strategically, it can be a massive unlock. Because what I've realized going, you know, running the course just in the first week, there's so many people whose, you know, unique worldviews that they have developed is locked in their mind and they take it for granted. They don't even know it's there. Right. And because the only way we've learned to communicate over the past 20, 30, 40 years is through this thing, the keyboard. Right. And so we filter our ideas because we see and think in 4K and high definition. We know the problems, the context, the ideas, what we could do, what we wish we could do. The beliefs get in the way and slow us down. Right. But then by the time we type or write something, we're getting just a tiny fraction of that. And so what I love doing for our clients is helping them really unleash their minds, unleash their ideas and thoughts and worldviews, because doing it in front of a Word document is incredibly difficult. But when you and I are chatting, when we're meeting with a potential client or with a colleague or with a friend or a teammate, that's when we get in flow. We're not thinking, we're not trying. And so inadvertently, we don't see it as that, but there's so much IP just coming out in a stream of thought, right? From all these, again, you know, high impact, you know, heart-centered, really caring entrepreneurs. And we, you know, we don't see what we have.
Right.
Right. They get for granted. And so what I've got to witness for so many people, and I'm doing it for myself continuously. Now I'm doing it more intentionally, is how to unlock and pull out the IP that you have out of your head in a not only in a fraction of the time, but just like you said before, you did this thing with the infrared sauna that you would have heard about and go, well, that's cool, but I don't know how to do that. I'm not going to hire an attorney and do all this paperwork and sink all this time, right? Yeah. And so because of that, again, like, oh, I've got an idea for this, but you don't know how to get it out. And so I think when you learn how to use AI strategically, right, as a strategic thinking partner, this is an area that very few people have truly pierced.
Yes.
It can help unleash and unpack IP. I mean, it's crazy. My process now, to create new IP is so easy and effortless. It's like, okay, here's the idea. So for me, we have four themes in the sprint, right? So the week one is voice, time, obstacles, and opportunities. Mm. 5 years from now, no matter how much the world is going to have changed, your voice is still going to matter. Your time is still going to matter. You're still going to have obstacles. You're still going to have opportunities.
Sure.
Right? And so we teach foundational kind of strategies and thinking processes to do that. So each month when I'm doing one of the paid workshops, we pick one of the themes. So this month was obstacles. So what I did, I took all of the one-on-one conversations I had with clients and prospects from the previous month. I took all of the transcripts from the last 30-day sprint that we run. We do two per quarter. And I said, analyze all these and pull out my latest ideas and the biggest problems and obstacles that keep coming up. So that helps me laser in, right? And now that I see that, I'm like, okay, let's build some tools. So February 25th, it's going to be after the podcast comes out, but we're doing a workshop on the three circles. And the focus there is, you know, bring a $25,000 problem that you're stuck on and I'll help you unlock it. Because when you learn how to pierce that third circle on demand, it's crazy what's possible. And so for me, the IP creation is easier than it ever has been. And that's where we use instant IP. That's what we were talking about earlier, is now it's become a part of our process. So I think, I generate, I get all the information. Once I do that, then we create all, you know, we create the decks and the presentation and the emails and boom, all that goes into instant IP and it's protected. And so it's just a part of our workflow. So
I love it. I love it. Yeah. This is fantastic. February 25th is the next one. But then again, like you said, if this podcast is coming out after, they would just go to ai-simplifier.com. Mm-hmm. You're always going to list kind of the next class there.
Yeah. Yeah. The workshops, I love them. They're so much fun. And what's great about it, I mean, you know, my billable rate is $1,500 an hour and I don't have many of those per month. It's not affordable for many people. I know that, you know, the program isn't cheap. It's $5,000 for the 30-day sprint. But what I love about the workshops is $97. And it's 2 hours and you get access to my latest thinking, my latest tools, you know, you get access to them. I just love helping others and I want to make an impact. And so it for me, it's a really good channel. We don't have a direct link on the website yet for the workshops. We started doing them in December, so we'll make them easier to find soon.
Okay.
Especially as demand kind of builds up. But yeah, every month we're going to be doing a workshop on something new. The bar I set for myself internally is I want to provide each attendee $10,000 of value for $97.
That's amazing. So I'm right now on LinkedIn just because I might meet somebody today who wants it. But on LinkedIn, you're also sharing where the next one is too?
Yeah, absolutely. If you follow me on LinkedIn, all the latest information is always there. And easy to find, all the workshops and all that stuff.
Perfect. Look at that, man. And Tony. Great.
That was such a cool. I mean, I grew up on Personal Power 2 CDs, driving around in my car when I was working for Vector Marketing and driving all over the place. And Awaken the Giant Within, that was my first like personal development book that like really just go, wow, this is the difference, you know? And so I actually brought my Awaken the Giant Within book with me, my tattered up highlighted one, and I had him sign it. And I was like, I don't care if it's dorky, you know, this is really cool. So,
man, that is so good. Well, listen, I am absolutely proud of you, Tom. Folks, he's teaching AI in a different way. Like he said, I agree. I've sat in sessions where it's the magic show and it's like, ooh and on dazzle, and then you go back and say like, what can we even do? And there's not much. So great job, Tom, to teach it as a strategy partner, a thinking partner, an IP partner. And your co-creator is Steve French.
Yeah, Steve French. Yep.
All right. So you guys are creating some amazing things together. Well, thanks for being here today, Tom.
Thank you very much for having me, Kerry.
Thank you for listening to You Are an IP Company Podcast with Kerry Oberbrunner and Katie Rubino. Visit instantip.today for more help on your IP journey. Remember, your ideas are valuable. Protect them today.